This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That final chapter of the campaign, Allie.
Kristen Upright, we tend not to pay so much attention to the Housing and Urban Development Secretary, but everybody knows the Secretary of State. It seems like the pool for that job is expanding as opposed to narrowing.
It is, and we are learning this morning that John Huntsman, former ambassador to China, former presidential candidate in 2012, also former governor of Utah, is now being eyed for this position. John Huntsman giving an interview earlier this morning saying that so far he has no meeting scheduled with President-elect Trump, but that he's honored to be under consideration. We anticipate that the two will have a meeting in some time, but the list is long. Let's take a look at some of the other potential contenders for Secretary of State. Of course, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, who we've been talking about for quite some time, Bob Corker, David Petraeus, who has that challenging background because, of course, he pleaded guilty to mishandling classified information, Josh Bolton, and then Rex Tillerson, of course, who's the CEO of ExxonMobil. So the list is long, and I think the bottom line here, Allie, transition officials have stressed that the president-elect is going to take his time to make this decision because it's an important one, and he's not going to rush it, so don't expect an announcement anytime soon, but it's something that he is mulling very carefully here at Trump Tower, Allie.
Kristen, good to talk to you. We will check in with you later today, Kristen.
So what do you think? I respect that he's taking his time and he's, checking his list. Thank goodness, with his meeting with Al Gore, he didn't announce that he was considering him. And, oh, my goodness, just for fun. And I think that would just be a fun commentary that he would have with the mainstream media just to drive them nuts. If he would, but he did meet with Al Gore. But as far as the Secretary of State, look, it's a most important job. And again, you can't help but be impressed with the candidates that are available, president-elect is considering here, Scott. I mean, you got some talented people, but, throughout the whole process, Rudy Giuliani is kind of, MIA. He's kind of missing in action. Some of these others have kind of faded there. So probably a long shot, because Rudy was such a stalwart in supporting Donald Trump and he's been a strong supporting voice. But now he's kind of quiet.
Yeah, he is. When his name came up with it, there was a lot of opposition to it.
Mm-hmm.
It is. They mentioned something in the clip as well. The housing person, urban housing.
Yes, you're talking
the
yes.
one that. What's his name? Ben
John
Carson.
John Huntsman. You
no,
comment?
No. Ben Carson.
Oh, Ben Carson. The current appointment. Yes,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I never even knew that was a position. But apparently it's a big thing now.
Well, yeah.
especially
in light of, we're trying to deal with poverty in America and really make some sense here. And, and I'm glad, frankly, I'm glad that Dr. Ben Carson decided to, get on the team because there was some, he had to think about it. I mean, this was, to really get involved with the government. I mean, he's going for the top job at one point, becoming president of the United States. And now he's offered this opportunity to really earn his wings and to get involved with housing and urban development as a secretary. I mean, wow. I think this is a great position for him. I think he's going to be a real asset to the administration. And we're going to get some business and get some work done here.
Yeah, the shock to me is that no matter who he appoints, everywhere, everybody's upset with it. Except for Mad Dog.
Mad Dog. Yeah,
everybody's like,
well,
okay.
You get some of the progressives, some of the liberals, they're a little tense over Mad Dog Mattis. But, we got to keep them tense just for fun. Why not? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just to remind you, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. American Diabetes Month, observed by the American Diabetes Association, happens every November. It's time to focus the nation's attention on millions of people who are affected by diabetes and to raise the urgency about the need to address diabetes to help spark a national conversation. The association is asking people to share their stories about what it truly means to live with diabetes with a new campaign. This is diabetes. Now, every 23 seconds, someone in the United States is diagnosed with diabetes. And here to talk about it is Kevin Hagan, the CEO of the American Diabetes Association. Kevin Hagan, that's a lot of people, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And as you shared the statistics, this is a hidden disease here in the United States. And I think that's the critical message that we want to get across this month, that American Diabetes Month. Really is the fact that diabetes is so prevalent in the U.S. with 29 million Americans, as you stated, but there are another 86 million Americans who have prediabetes, and the terrifying part of that number is that only 10% of those 86 million Americans know that they're at risk for diabetes. And if this were a contagious disease, you can imagine every 23 seconds with someone being diagnosed, we would actually be the lead story on the national news every night. So that really is one of our key areas of focus for American Diabetes Month, is to talk about it and get the stories of people living with diabetes out in the public.
Kevin, explain to us type 2 diabetes. You know, we understand some 86 million have pre-diabetes and are at risk at developing what we call type 2 diabetes.
So there are several types of diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is the inability of the body to produce sufficient levels of insulin to manage your blood sugar levels. So that is the most common form. About 95% of diabetes here in the United States is actually type 2. And the 86 million Americans who are at risk for prediabetes are at risk for type 2.
We're also talking with Jessica, who is a person with diabetes. She has her own personal story. Jessica, good to have you here talking about your story. Tell us, you know, how you found out about your problem with diabetes.
Several years ago, I was diagnosed with pre-diabetes. However, I honestly did not think it would actually become a full diagnosis until I was diagnosed in October 2013, and then at that point, it really made me extremely sad and devastated that it actually became a diagnosis.
And Jessica, as part of your story, you realized then how important it is for you to take urgent action. And that's part of what you're encouraging other people to do in order to avoid the devastating effects of diabetes, right?
Absolutely. absolutely, because when I had to tell my family, both my parents, my mother and my father, have diabetes. My father passed away in 2007, and I know that diabetes and his, he was not the best patient, impacted his kidneys. He had two strokes and a heart attack. And my mother, on the other hand, after my father passed away, took a different approach and began to really take these strong initiatives to combat it. And she has been my force in trying to encourage me to take different alternatives instead of letting it just impact me in an adverse way.
Jessica, as Kevin cited earlier, diabetes has become more prevalent, and it's one of those diseases that kind of sneaks up on you. You know, for you, what was it like as it started sneaking up on you? What were you thinking? How did you feel when you realized that you were following, you know, in your parents' footsteps, so to speak, and now you're diagnosed with diabetes?
Well, before I had diabetes, I really did not think that it would happen to me as it did to a lot of my family members. So I kind of lived in a sense of denial. But now I'm really taking a different approach to not having that. There's a sense of shame, honestly, of having diabetes. And it's kind of an interesting dynamic and an inner dialogue with inside myself. But finally, putting it on the forefront and speaking of it is actually very helpful to proactively addressing diabetes in my life.
So how did you find out precisely that you had diabetes?
In October 2013, I felt really sick. I was really super tired, had headaches, and I guess that was because my sugar levels were so high. And I went to the doctor, and they did a glucose test, and I was informed that I indeed had diabetes at that point. But so those body cues actually kind of, I paid attention to it. Some may not pay attention to it, but it was such a horrible feeling that I knew something was wrong.
Kevin, tell us about the hashtag This Is Diabetes campaign, and how can people like Jessica take part and share their story?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're so proud that Jessica has taken the opportunity to come out and share her story because, as she mentioned, stigma does play a huge role in this disease because so many people believe that diabetes can be caused by just lifestyle behavior. And we know that there are scientific and metabolic reasons otherwise as well. So this month, we're asking people to go online and talk about their disease, share their stories. At This Is Diabetes, use the hashtag on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and tell us your stories. And you can always go to diabetes.org/ADM for American Diabetes Month and get more information about how you can engage with the association and support our efforts to get the story out about diabetes in America.
Well, our thanks to Kevin Hagan, CEO of the American Diabetes Association, the nation's largest voluntary health organization, leading the fight to stop diabetes. He's a proven, nationally recognized leader who has reinvigorated the national fight to end the diabetes epidemic in America. Prior to joining the association, he was CEO of Feed the Children, one of the largest charitable organizations in the world, and chief operating officer for Good 360, a nonprofit organization dedicated to fulfilling the needs of nonprofits with corporate product donations. And Jessica, also our guest, was only in her 30s when her family's history of diabetes became her own reality. With the help of her family, Jessica learned to cook healthier meals and lead a more active lifestyle in and around Washington, D.C., where she now lives. When Jessica's father passed away from diabetes complications at the age of 60, her whole family changed the conversations they were having about diabetes. So our thanks once again to Jessica and Kevin Hagan on Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
To Bill Martinez live.
In the music.
music of the season very easily. Now, you've heard me talk. I mean, the kids make fun of me. They get in the car. It's April. Christmas music is blasting. And my sons will say, Dad, what are you doing? It's April. Hey, if it's good for December, why not April, May, June, any time of the year? I just love the music of the season. So it's always good fun. And speaking of good fun, we've got the Good News Girl with us, reporting on the most popular viral videos from the Internet. The one and only Samantha Mills Mouse. Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing this morning? I'm really enjoying this Christmas music too. This is my favorite time of the year, so I could listen to it 24/7 right now.
Yeah, I know. It's just I'm the same way, and it's always good fun. And I have I think anybody that appreciates the music of the season, you have favorite albums or CDs. You know, I say albums, everybody goes, oh, he's so old school. But CDs or of course, you know, your iPod and, you know, digital devices and that sort of thing. But do you have a favorite, a couple favorite, Christmas albums or CDs that you listen to?
What I usually do is put on, like, Mariah Carey Holidays or, you know, Mariah Carey Christmas on Pandora and let that choose for me. And it's always some awesome combination of music. And it's just my favorite. It just goes on. You know, it has all those classical. It's kind of got the pop mix, too. I love that.
So. Yeah, good fun. Yeah, there's probably my two favorite, I guess, Christmas CDs is one is Air Supply. I think they do a great job on it. So always that's always in my car. And then Colin Ray, he also did a great Christmas CD that I enjoy. But you know, it's always mixed in too, because I've got the Gettys as well. And then my new favorite is the Pentonix, which is just an a cappella group that oh my gosh, this is just a wonderful, wonderful CD. So it's one of my new favorites this year. So anyway, for what it's worth. Hey, let's talk about these viral videos. I'd heard about this Dolly Parton donating $1,000 a month to families who lost homes in the Tennessee fires. I mean, you know, you love Dolly Parton. She's just so sweet. And for her to, you know, come to the need of the people there in the immediate area, because Dollywood's right there, right?
Yes, she's from Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and she got on a video, and I saw this spread over Facebook multiple times from all different kinds of people I'm friends with, and then I looked into it, and she will be providing $1,000 a month to families in Sevier County who lost their homes, which mm-hmm. is a huge deal. And this is all the way until they get back up on their feet, because, I mean, anybody watching those videos of the devastation that was happening over there with these forest fires. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it looks like a war zone.
Yeah, exactly. And especially at a time like this, around Christmas time and everything, I mean, it really pulls on your heartstrings, doesn't it?
It does. And, I mean, it's just devastating, you know. It brings you to tears just watching what those people are going through. And then to see somebody like Dolly walk in and take initiative. She's actually going to have a telethon also to raise money for these families on December 13th. So people should definitely check that out. But she's doing, people can go and donate on her website, thedollywoodfoundation.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, and help those people just get back on their feet. And hopefully they can still have a nice holiday with their families. And
yeah, make the most of the situation, that's for sure.
That's right.
Well, come alongside Dolly Parton's efforts. I highly recommend it. Get involved and do what you can to help these families that are in need. This is what we do. This is how Americans roll, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what makes our country great. It really is. And that's, you know, you see something like that when people are all divided, and this just brings us all together, and we want to help. Everybody wants to help. So, and you gotta love Dolly Parton for doing something like this, for getting out there, because that's quite a substantial amount a month to be donating.
Well, and this has been her heart. She's always been at the forefront, you know, with charitable donations. And look, she has the ability to do that, do this sort of thing and giving back to the community. And, you know, this is why we love Dolly Parton so much. It's one of the reasons, right? Not to mention all her great music. Yeah, exactly. Hey, what about this $130 engagement ring that is causing some issues? What's going on with this?
So Ariel Desiree McRae actually got a $130 engagement ring from her husband. They've been dating for about 2 years. And, you know, money's tight for them, and they were just trying to get by. And they just decided, you know what, we don't want to wait anymore. And at first, she was like, we don't even need a ring. And he's like, okay, I'm getting you a ring. Let me just, and he gets her a silver ring with cubic zirconia, and it's only $130. And, you know, now, nowadays, many people spend thousands of dollars on engagement rings.
I mean, a down payment on a house, are you kidding me?
That's right.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's, you can get an engagement ring and a fancy wedding, or you could get a house.
Yes, right.
So, you know, one of the employees at Pandora actually made a comment saying something about this ring, like saying how small it was. And, you know, she could tell her husband got embarrassed. And she went on Facebook and she posted saying that she couldn't love him anymore. And this ring just, and she's like, I'm not taking away from anybody who got beautiful rings, because that's wonderful if you get that. But we couldn't afford that at this time. And I would have honestly married him with a 25-cent ring from a gumball machine.
Right.
And I just think the reason it's taken off is because, you know, she was actually getting a lot of messages where people were like, you gave me the courage to go ahead and propose. And of course, you know, you want to have certain things in order before you get married, but these things, a ring is not what's important when you're getting married. Mm-hmm. It's the person you're marrying. And I think she just kind of brought that back to the surface and reminded people of what's important. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love my ring. But you know what I love about it is that my husband took the time to think about what he was giving me. And that's just, I think that's just what people are reminded of with her. And she just loves her husband. She said they almost eloped about 3 months after they'd been dating.
Yes.
And so they've been chomping at the bit to get married these past 2 years. And it's just a really sweet story.
It's what the ring represents. You know, that's what you're saying, Sam, and what she is saying as well. And, you know, and what it represents within a couple, that is a very personal sentiment that is between that couple. How can anybody outside make a comment? And especially like that, you know, it's such a surfacey comment, and you would only hope that that person that made that comment, that they would never enter into a relationship that was all about the bling and the outside and not the sentiment that was tied to, you know, to the engagement ring.
I know, and, you know, I hope she always keeps that ring. It doesn't, like, you know, if you want to get another, if he can afford it one day and can get you another ring, that's great, but always keep that one as your main wedding ring.
Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, without a doubt. That's got so much sentiment into it, you can't replace that. Hey, what about this New Zealander winning Christmas with a nationwide Secret Santa? This is interesting.
So this is actually about 2,000 people from New Zealand are going to be doing a nationwide Secret Santa exchange, which started back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And the New Zealand Post has actually taken the reins whenever they caught wind of the scheme. And everybody had to have their presents or their Secret Santa person by December 4th, and then everybody should be getting their presents on December 15th. And, you know, the way you figure out what to get them is kind of, you do a little bit of light stalking, looking at their Twitter, and you have a $10 limit, and it's just all in good fun, you know. They take no responsibility for the
gift. What a great idea. Talk about spreading the love all around the world. One final story. I want to make sure we get to this one. And that's the internet helping a dad find a special sippy cup for his autistic son. We got about 20 seconds, real fast.
Okay. Mark Carter's 14-year-old son, Ben, only drank out of one Tommy sippy cup. And when it started wearing down, he was getting dehydrated.
Mm.
So his father, Mark, went to the internet, asked for a cup. The manufacturer heard about it. Ended up making 500 more Tommy Tippy cups so that his son can have a lifetime supply and always, you know, his son Ben has autism and it's
the
one
exactly.
Cup he'll drink out of.
Well, Samantha Mills Mao, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Sam.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we've received from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Sandy sleigh might fly right on past, with all the camouflage around this place. So we bought every string of lights Walmart had. Now he can see the house from outer space. Shot down some ducks and some mistletoe. A lot of love and a pot of gumbo. Hunt you down a Christmas tree. Thank God Mama's cooking spree. Round up your redneck family and watch Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Like Jesus and Santa Claus.
Hey, why not? A little happy holiday music for you. Welcome back, America. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and well, this is number one best-selling author Robert Bakke has had a laser focus on returning America to her winning ways, and says with Trump, we can finally get it done. Bakke insists that running a multi-million dollar company by the age of 24, he knows from experience. Also a jet pilot, a black belt, NASCAR driver who's been fearlessly outspoken against Obama's divisive class warfare tactics. Robert, good to have you with us. Always good to have you back here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Hello, Bill, and hello to all of your listeners. It's a pleasure to be back.
Hey, I, like you, am very excited about the future and the stuff that has been holding America back. I've been insisting that we have this pent-up energy getting ready to be unleashed, and America is about ready to return. And I will say to its old self, not necessarily old ways, but its old self, being rather creative and innovative and especially productive. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. We have to go back to why our grandparents all came here. Maybe it was our grandparents or our great-grandparents, but I know I myself. My grandfather left Norway at the age of 18, got on a boat, never saw his family again, and came to America, went through Ellis Island, became a citizen, and he came here because of the vast opportunities and the freedom that existed in the greatest nation on earth. And he did that. He made that sacrifice for those opportunities, and he did it for his future generations, of which I am, and most all the people listening to my voice, you're the future generations of your ancestors who came here for all of that great opportunity. And quite frankly, we've just gone through 8 years of a horrific dismantling. I mean, when our current administration leaves Washington, we're buried under debt. We've been divided on every single front. We've got men going into women's restrooms. We've got college students burning flags. And, you know, the divisiveness of class warfare has been so destructive and really such an invalid argument, Bill, because while Obama has convinced people that if someone has more than you do, they've somehow made you a victim in getting there, it's so wrong, because everybody has to ask themselves, if wealth was inherently evil, then how many people listening right now would turn down a $10 million inheritance?
Right, exactly.
No, yeah. Nobody would. So
right.
Obviously there's nothing wrong with wealth. And achieving that wealth and accumulating that wealth is one of the great, great reasons our ancestors all came to America, and we need to get back into that mindset.
And what do you do with that wealth? You know, are you adding to the proposition, or are you taking away? I mean, that's the question, and ultimately that's the responsibility. And when you consider people here in America compared to the rest of the world, I mean, you know, people in third world countries look at Americans who may be even you know, very poor as being extremely wealthy, because by comparison, you know, what even poor people have here in this country is beyond, you know, what they could hope for.
Well, absolutely. In fact, you just hit the nail on the head, and that's basically a perspective on what wealth and opportunity looks like. And most people in America don't even understand what that is. And so one of the things that I think would be very eye-opening is that for all of the people that travel to Mexico and they go into these gated, isolated, beautiful little resort communities, and they think that's what Mexico really looks like. All you have to do is take a 20-minute drive outside of those resort communities into rural Mexico, mm-hmm. which is just south of the border, as you know. It's very
right.
close.
Right.
And take a look at what living in poverty really looks like. And then when you come home to America, you realize, oh, my goodness, there's opportunity on every street corner.
Yeah, when we used to travel to see my grandmother just outside of Tijuana, you know, you would see the cardboard villages there. And, you know, and it's disheartening. You see what's going on here. So compared to the liberties and the opportunities that we enjoy here, Robert, what I'm concerned about, and I think that you are as well, is that this country is about ready to take off. I mean, the engines are starting to fire off. And we've got people who can be a part and need to be a part of the future of America and the expansion and growth and productivity. And they're sitting in their college campuses worried about all this other stuff that's just a bunch of noise that is absolutely meaningless. I mean, we've got bigger issues to fry here, and they're worried about the American flag shaking them up. And we've got faculty members that are reinforcing and validating this kind of, you know, behavior and kind of mind mind influencing, you know, and it's just amazing to me, because these kids are going to miss out. I mean, their parents have paid a ton of money for their education. They've been indoctrinated, and they're ill-equipped to deal with the 21st century America. And what concerns me, I was speaking with a guest yesterday, is that these are the future entitlement holders of this country. That means we're going to have to carry their water. I mean, you know, here they're going to be very well educated, and they're going to be afraid to participate in, you know, what's happening in our country, in their lives.
We absolutely have to get back to the basics. You know what? Kids have to learn the word no again. There's so many parents that won't tell their children no. They're told, and I hear this every day, well, if we tell the children no, they'll just rebel and do it anyway, so we just want to guide their behavior. And spanking, as you know, has become child abuse, which is
yes.
ridiculous. You know, the Bible says, spank your children.
Yeah.
We need to get back to spanking our children, telling our children no. When's the last time you ever heard of household chores? Heaven forbid. I mean, the kids coming out of high school and college today are so under-equipped to handle what's coming in the real world. And we just saw that with the Trump election, when the kids who have been told, by the way, to be tolerant and all-inclusive, which I hope they're starting to realize now is just the manipulation to get other people to, you know, just see it their way.
Mm-hmm.
Because the party of tolerance just showed you that they're the least tolerant people of all. And so what I would love to enforce today in terms of getting America back in victory lane is to understand this, that America was a God-blessed nation. We can return to being a God-blessed nation. And what most people don't understand is that all through the Bible, God chose the wealthiest men on earth, not the poorest. He chose the wealthiest men on earth to rule the world. And the wealthiest man of all was Solomon, who he himself blessed with more wealth than any man would ever have on earth. If Solomon was alive today, he'd be the wealthiest man on the planet, all by God's own direct blessing. Yeah. And the reason he did that was because Solomon's heart was to help people. The more God gave him, the more Solomon wanted to give him to help. And so for all of these attacks on wealth and prosperity and how all wealthy people are greedy and hoarding and all those things, don't believe that for a minute. A lot of these people are the most generous, charitable givers on the planet. And when America finally gets back to trusting in God, trusting in prosperity, trusting in greatness, and we want to once again take pride in a first-place trophy, this country will thrive unlike ever before. And thank God we've got a man like Donald Trump who sees the world that way and can bring God back into the government. He can bring prosperity back into something we can be proud of, and all of our families can start to live better again.
And from day one, Robert, when he announced his candidacy, my first question was similar to General Flynn's. That is he serious? Is he really ready to go all the way? The next thing was saying, wow, this could make a lot of sense. You've got somebody who is as independent as they come. He's not beholden to K Street lobbyists. He could really make some tough decisions and say no to some people and some agencies that haven't heard the word no, to your point, in a long time. Robert Bakke, thank you so much. Robert, how can they connect with you? We've got 5 seconds.
Hey, you know what? The book is Prayer at Full Throttle, available on Amazon, or just come to Robert Bakke, B-A-K-K-E, robertbakke.com, Prayer at Full Throttle.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime, die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520, 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride. Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Your program, and your calls, your opinions. Like Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you, and it's for you right here on this very independent Bill Martinez live radio show. Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Still one of my favorite all-time songs of the season, Chestnuts Roasting. Sarah Westwood, I'm going to bring you on right now. Sarah's a watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner. Sarah, have you ever had chestnuts?
I have not. I don't think I could even identify them.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, first time I go to New York, you know, chestnuts roasting on open fire. You know, you're thinking, oh, this is good. And I go there. It's become since an annual pilgrimage. In fact, I'm heading there this weekend. So I'll be there for about 4 or 5 days. Looking forward to that. But the first time I go to New York, you know, there's chestnuts in these little, you know, little carts that they sell around the city. And so chestnuts, I go, oh, I got to have chestnuts. They're terrible. They're nothing like the song. And I don't know, some people probably say, well, you just haven't had chestnuts cooked right. As a, yeah, you're the same people that say that liver tastes good, too, you know?
Thanks for the warning. I'll steer clear.
Well, yeah, just, I mean, you know, you might have to try just to say, okay, it's off your bucket list. You tried it. Bill's right. Or, you know, something's wrong with his palate or something. But I just, I don't know. To me, it's kind of like in Hawaii. You know, you got to try poi once, and then you go, what are you doing? Why is this? But it's just, you know, goes along. But chestnuts roasting, you think, oh, well, it's got to, you know, I got to try a chestnut. I never went for seconds. Hey, good to have you on with us. I want to talk about your article about Donald Trump. You know, which is the order of the day, is that it's all about a better deal from the guy that gave us the art of the deal. It's a better deal at every turn and every bit of negotiation that President Obama ever did, including Cuba, in light of you know, Fidel Castro's death. You know, maybe Trump is saying, hey, look, at, you know, maybe the indication is that we're going to return to the pre-Obama policy of ignoring the island nation's authoritative government. What do you think?
You know, that's the signal that President-elect Trump is sending in the wake of Fidel Castro's death. He's saying he will close the openings Obama made if the Cubans don't meet some American concessions. Now, there's some debate as to whether the U.S. is in a position to pressure Cuba into doing anything, because clearly the embargo that stretched on for 50 years didn't accomplish much in terms of bringing freedom to the Cuban people.
Right.
But that's the position that Trump is taking. He's saying he hopes to pressure Cuba into releasing U.S. fugitives, to releasing political prisoners, to granting Cubans more freedom, the Cubans that are still in the country and under the Raul Castro regime. So it just remains to be seen what tools Trump uses to try to achieve those goals.
Well, it's kind of like Raul singing, you know, got along without you before I met you, going to get along without you now. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, what difference does it make? The possibility might be just maybe what comes to the, you know, the isolated island there is what has, you know, been transposing globally. And that is that the people are starting to stand up and saying, look, what about me? You know, is there something better for me? And maybe a populist message might be engaged with Raul. Raul's already said what he's got maybe another year and a half before his expiration date comes up. And Cuba's looking for some younger blood, possibly, that might take them into this, this new opportunity that seems to be flourishing in other parts of the world.
Well, there's an argument to be made, and it is being made by some experts, is that maybe the best way to erode Raul Castro's grip on power is to expose Cuba to the West more and more by lifting the embargo, by promoting Western tourism. The Cuban people, you know, they're by and large banned from the internet. They haven't had a lot of exposure to American values and American traditions, but if that happened naturally through the removal of barriers, that maybe Cuba would just organically evolve, and that could serve as a more effective tool to grant freedoms to Cuba than the embargo.
Yeah,
that's,
I think,
certainly
the people
to be made.
Yeah, the people in Cuba are still shocked over Jay-Z and Beyonce. They're still trying to, you know, get their brain around that. But I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I mean, yes. And now that we've got flights coming in from the United States landing in Cuba, I think, you know, there's going to be a little bit of that influence. I would agree.
Right, but Trump is signaling that he might go in the opposite direction by saying he might reinstate the policy of no contact between Cuba and the U.S. if some of those concessions aren't met. Now, like you mentioned, Cuba might say we've gotten along for all these years without the support of the U.S. There's no reason to change our governance just because, you know, President-elect Trump is making these threats. That's certainly something that Cuba could do. They haven't been in the mood to negotiate since the 60s. They certainly might not be now. The question is whether the new leadership that replaces Raul Castro after 2018, if he does indeed step down, whether those people will be open to negotiation with the United States.
Well, this is brain damaging for a deal maker. You know, you go in there and you see all these resources and things left on the table and not coming to your side. This you know, drives guys like, you know, President-elect Trump nuts, because in the art of negotiating, you know, you try to find something that's win-win, but it seems at every turn with the Obama administration, it's been, you know, the other team 10 and the United States almost bupkis, you know?
Been the criticism of President Obama's moves in relation to Cuba is that he's moved to normalize diplomatic relations and remove some of these travel restrictions for Americans without pushing for any reforms from Cuba. But there are others who say that Cuba doesn't see this as a negotiation. They don't see any of their policies as up for discussion. And so President Obama's choices really were to just lift the barriers in the manner that he did, or to just continue the embargo, but pressuring Cuba was never an option. And the truth is probably somewhere in between those two arguments.
Well, and he got lectured. He went to Cuba to get lectured, right?
Right, and there were a lot of Cuban Americans who fled the island from Fidel Castro's regime who were upset with the way Obama handled Cuba, because, you know, they saw the atrocities that were committed by the Castro regime, and they thought that those basically went unchecked by the United States when Obama went to Cuba the way he did.
Well, the way the global community is responding just to the news of a Trump administration, it is a bit encouraging, and I would think that if everybody is doing better off with a stronger America, and you know, which seems to be the forecast at this point, with America getting ready to go back to work big time, as Donald Trump would say, then there might be, you know, some enticement there, as you say, some exposure to the West. And, I'm sure some of the people are seeing, even as protected as the Cuban population has been traditionally. There's not a lot of outside influence, you know, coming into the island there. But yet, if something positive begins to happen, you know, around the world because of a Trump administration, I would think that this would draw, you know, Cuba, or at least want Cuba, to get more involved with the world community, because it's not like they're doing all that great right now, are they?
No, and I talked to one Cuba expert who said the biggest problem with President Obama's moves is that they were mostly cosmetic, but they didn't go far enough in normalizing relations with Cuba, and that maybe the best thing President-elect Trump could do for Cuba would be to go the rest of the way where Obama falls short and remove the trade embargoes, remove the rest of the travel restrictions, restore diplomatic negotiations, and that just naturally more freedom would come to the Cubans just by nature of its exposure to Americans and just by nature of the businesses that would flow to Cuba.
Well, Sarah, as we wrap things up here, you have been one that has followed from day one. I think you probably have read more of Hillary Clinton's emails than anybody I know. Where are we on this? What do you see happening?
Well, there are a few thousand more emails from Hillary Clinton's server that are set to come out from the State Department before the election. As you know, the federal courts were pushing the State Department to review as many emails as possible so that voters had all the information they needed. But now that the election is over, some of that urgency is gone. So the State Department's now being ordered to produce these emails just on a monthly basis until all of the ones that were recovered by the FBI are out in the open.
Do you see the Trump administration going after her?
You know, I don't see them making any overt moves to go after her. I don't think that President-elect Trump will instruct his attorney general to nominate a special prosecutor. But that being said, if the FBI were to recommend an indictment against her, I also don't see the Trump administration rejecting that. So I think they're just going to let it take its course.
Well, we'll have to see how that plays out. I have warned that whatever they do, if they would be careful and judicious and not make it a Hillary issue as much as it is an integrity issue to get this thing squared away. If she happens to get caught up in it because of her violations, let it be so. But at this point, it would almost seem that if he did go after her directly, it could be problematic and create more problems than he really would want to have, especially early on in his administration. What do you think? We've got about 10 seconds.
No, I agree. It would be a waste of his political capital. He needs to just focus on delivering the rest of his problems.
Exactly. Sarah Westwood on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sarah.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCN Telecare.